So, Coach, what brings you during the course of a busy season and a busy week over to Jacksonville for an event called Meet Me at the 50?
Well, a lot of reasons. In the pink, the cause is very close to me. We're obviously aware of just building awareness out there and creating, you know, funds for people that need it. This is a terrible thing, and to be able to contribute is something that excites me, and to get reunited with the Jacksonville Jaguars and Gus Bradley and the job that they're doing here it's a great, great feeling for me.
The theme of tonight is football is family. When you look at all the coaches on this staff, it's your family. Yeah. How does that make you feel to see so many guys still in the league and doing well?
I'm really proud. Obviously, I'm a Jaguar fan without broadcasting that, but I take a lot of interest in Gus Bradley, Todd Wash, Nathaniel Hackett, Greg Olson, Monty Kiffin. I feel like I'm having a staff meeting, but it's a big part of this business. You know that. This is a real close-knit fraternity coaching, and to come together, get reunited, and hopefully raise some awareness and some money for a great cause is going to be fun.
The expectations for these Jaguars are high. Rocky start, 12 weeks to go. Is that enough time to turn this thing around?
There's no doubt. I think the first four games of the season is like preseason now, because so many of these guys don't play at all in the preseason. I don't think Gus Bradley or anybody in Jacksonville knew what they really had in Dante Fowler, Miles Jack. Who knows what some of these guys are going to do? Kelvin Beachum. A lot of new players, Deshaun Gibson, Ramsey. Now that they've had four games together, they know they can play with Green Bay. They know they can play with Baltimore. They know they can beat anybody. And now it's time for the Jaguars to get a quality road win. And if you want to start going on a roll, you got to start rolling right now.
But one final thought. Everyone wants to know the quarterback, and they know you know quarterbacks. He's into his third season. What should expectations be for him? What do you see?
I don't have expectations in yardage and stats. Too many stat chats out there. What Bortles is going to do is he's going to win you games. That's what he's got to do. Don't worry about 300-yard outings and fantasy football numbers. He's got to win games. And for that to happen, they got to run the football. They got to get Ivory going, keep Yeldon alive, and start getting these receivers that are very talented some good looks and take care of the football, and this defense will emerge. But Bortles has to win and put his own niche together. And I don't think it's going to be 4,500 yards. I don't think that's the way the Jaguars are going to win.